Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is Holy Thursday, the Mass of the Lord's Supper, and the readings are from Cycle B.
When I first started studying Scripture in college, I caught a glimpse of the Jewishness of Jesus, and I've been fascinated ever since. Neat theological descriptions don't fully grasp him. And tonight, a very Jewish Jesus explains himself. He wants us to understand his dying as a wondrous love. As our gospel explained, he loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. And that love that Jesus has for us begins in the very heart of the Father, the God who, out of sheer joy, created the universe, fashioned you, and invites you into his love. We really should have been his love. But when we failed, he didn't fail us. And so Ezekiel gives voice to the Father's plan. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. And so God came in person. He became our good shepherd in Jesus, seeking, healing, preaching, yes, and eating and touching. Touching the impure and eating with sinners characterized Jesus' ministry. At every meal, he shared more than food. He took bread in his hands and blessed, Baruch atah Adonai. He blessed the cup of wine, Baruch atah Adonai. And he gave without condition to all. And when they ate and drank, they received a portion of the blessing. Now that shocked the overly righteous. Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? They wanted to know. Today the Jewish Jesus explains his embracing death not as an unwilling victim, but as a free gift of God's own love. He explained it not in words, but by action. Jesus does what no Jew could ever be compelled to do. He strips himself and, like a slave on his knees, washes his disciples' feet. I think we all understand that even 2,000 years later, how demeaning that action can be if it's forced. But to do this freely, well, meshuggah, crazy. Worse, it was embarrassing. Can you imagine how the disciples felt? Jesus, their rabbi, their Lord, their Messiah, the hope of Israel, the divine I Am on his knees. Well, at least Peter cared enough for Jesus' honor. You will never wash my feet. Well, you gotta love Peter, he cared. But there's another side, a very tender side. Ancient Jews loved midrash, stories written to expand and explain a text of Scripture. We have such a story written between 100 B.C. and in the very early first century. It expanded the story of Pharaoh giving to Joseph the daughter of the pagan priest Asenath as to be his wife. He paints this tender scene, quote, Joseph sat down on her father's seat. And she brought water to wash his feet. And Joseph said to her, let one of your virgins come and let her wash my feet. And Asenath said to him, no, my lord, for my hands are your hands and your feet my feet. And no one else shall wash your feet. And so she had her way and washed Joseph's feet. And so the good shepherd made himself one with our flesh, washed his disciples' feet. For my hands are your hands and your feet my feet. Jesus explains his death as freely chosen oneness with us. And it should be beautiful in our eyes. You know, foot washing was part of an ancient Middle Eastern betrothals. Of course, that raises the question, so whom did Jesus betroth? 12 men? Oy vey. Actually, it's all of us, all of us. God's love for Israel was spousal. God's love for Israel was spousal. And therefore, to commit idolatry was called adultery. It was to break that marriage bond between God and his people. Now, sometimes only a touch can express the love. How do you greet a friend? You touch. How do you bid farewell with affection? You touch. How does Jesus explain the crucifixion? He touches and washes their feet as an expression of his love. Yes, even for Judas. No wonder Peter recoiled before Jesus' shameful vulnerability. Yet Peter would not do without it if it meant he would lose Jesus. Master, then, not only my feet, but my hands and head as well. Why foot washing? Wouldn't a handshake suffice? Okay, be effusive. Use a hug. But that is just too tame for Jesus. Only Jesus washing their feet expresses the total self-giving of the master, making himself a slave. And the union glimpsed in Asenath's love for Joseph. You know, love makes slaves of us all, even God. No wonder Judas fled. He didn't want to become that kind of love. Jesus was not the Messiah he wanted. A Jewish Jesus explained his dying by the poetry of this one gesture. Sadly, the West has lost its sense of poetry. Father Timothy Radcliffe, former Master General of the Dominicans, wrote, "Christians often speak of Christ as making satisfaction for our sins. But who was he satisfying? Would there not be something terrible about a God who demanded blood, the blood of his own son? It appears to consecrate violence and place it at the heart of religion. Our culture thinks ancient sacrifice is dark and violent. That's certainly not the Jewish way. But in Jewish thought, sin erected a barrier between God and us. And so the priest sprinkled blood, not for the killing, but for the life that was in the blood. The very breath of God in the blood was used to wash away all that got in the way. Sprinkled blood was not accidental to Jewish sacrifice. It was at its core. And in Jesus, in Yeshua, death is washed away by his greater life, and hate is washed away by his greater love. No agony in the garden, no death on a cross makes up for one abused child, one raped spouse, for one life taken. Death is death. But it is the love behind the willing dying. It is the love behind it. It is life poured out into our wounded lives, held in our hands, drunk from the chalice that gives life. Jesus surprised his disciples by washing their feet. He then shocked them. Jesus said the traditional blessing. And then he said, "Take, eat, this is my body. Drink from this, all of you, for this is the blood of the covenant." If you think about it that way, the covenant is Jesus' flesh and life in you. So tonight, the Jewish Jesus explained himself. The question for us, will we follow? If I then, your master and teacher, have washed your feet, ought you not to wash one another's feet? I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done, for you, you should also do.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.